We are learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Yud Zayin on the base, and we are beginning five lines from the top, beginning of a line. We learned in our Mishnah that Eishes Ach Shaloi Hoya Ba'ilama, which means that if a brother is born after Reuven dies, Talacha is he cannot do Yibum. And he's Aser, says Arba. How do we know this? Zok the Gemara, Eishes Ach Achiv Shaloi Hoya Ba'ilama Heicha Ksiva. Where is the Makar in the Pesukim for this? Omrav Yudam Rav. Omakra says in the pasuk in the beginning of Parashah of Yevamos, it says, "Ki yeshvu achim yachdov umeis echad mehem uvein ein loy loisia eishes hameis achutz lezor Yevama yava yalel lekachal elisha v'yibma." So it starts off, "Ki yeshvu achim yachdov." We darshin ki yeshvu achim shahoyslam yeshiva achas ba'olam. They were together in the same world. The Yam Shleim explains it could have said ki yu achim. Why yeshvu achim? The word Yeshvu teaches us that they were sitting in the world at the same time. So that tells us that Eishes Achav Shleim Olamai has no din Yibam. What does Yachdav teach us? Yachdav Miyuchadim Benachla. Means together that they're Miyuchad Benachla. They both can be Yerish Zerazah. We know only brothers from the father are Yerish Chadah. Brothers from the mother side are not Yerish Chadah. So Yachdav Miyuchad Benachla. Pral Achav Menaim that there's no din Yibam. So there's two dinim of Yibum learned in the first four words of the pasuk. One din is that they have to be by lama together. Second of all, that the dafka achiv min ha'av and not achiv min ha'im. Rabba Amahav says a different makar for achiv min ha'av. Rabba Amahav min ha'av yalaf ach va'achav min ha'yakov. We learn out a gzeres shava from min ha'yakov. By here it says yeshu achim yachtov, and there it says by the parasha with Yosef and the brothers it says. Shneim osa achim b'nei avinu, as the usual lashon achim. So just like over there, it's mina'av, malahalon mina'av, loy mina'aim, avka mina'av, loy mina'aim. Just like there, it's av not mina'aim. Here also, mina'av, loy mina'aim is the main thing is the av, and that's what gives the brotherhood for yibum. Break the gemara, b'leil of ach v'achim arayis. There's a word achicha by arayis also. And by Arayis, it even means aim, because it says in the pasuk, "Evras eishes achicha loy segala," and that says in the pasuk that you can't marry your brother's wife. And let's say it's even if you have children for sure, not even from the avden. It says "Evras eishes achicha loy segala." Evras achicha. We learn after there, the Gemara learns later on. Even achicha min aim, you're not allowed to marry the brother's wife. Even brother min aim, you're not allowed. So you see, brothers mean from the aim also. So learn out achim from there that even brothers min aim have yibum. So the Gemara, let's read inside. Achvam arayis. The more donim achim mi achim, ain't donim achim achicha. There says ever is achicha, not achim. You're not achim from achim, not achim achicha. My nafkamina. Achar maraz kasha. Doesn't be the exact same word. If it means the same thing, you can make zera shava. What's the raya? Hatona be Rabbi Shmuel. We have raya from Rabbi Shmuel. We had it plenty of times over the years in different masechtas. It says in the pasuk by Mitzayra of a Shava Koyin Ova Koyin, and they both mean the same thing. The Koyin came back, Zui Yeshiva, Zui Bia, and you can make Gzeres Shava, even with different words. One's Va, one's Shav, one's Hashem. And so you see, even not exact same word, if it means the same thing, you can make a Gzeres Shava. So here also, learn at Achim, learn from Achicha. And learn even from an aim, there's Yibam. So I don't know. How do you like a Midadomile? It's only if you don't have a better word that's exactly the same. If you have a choice. To learn out achim from achim, or achim from achicha, with the dom le afina. Ask them another kasha. I'll show you the exact same word achim in the Torah, and that means something else. Leil v'ach v'ach v'mi loit. The chesiv it says about loit ki noshim achim anachnu. Yaakov avinu and loit were. Avram tells loit, "You are my brother." Ki anoshim achim anachnu. Now, really, Loit was a nephew of Avram avinu, and still he calls him achim. So learn out from here that even a nephew. Should have a din yibum because you see they call achim because you learn achim from achim. So Gemara mustar v'stum of the Yaakov halamelef. Why? V'shem the mufni because it's extra word. And have a little michtav shnei masav avadecha bnei avinu. Could just say shnei masav avadecha bnei avinu. Why does it say achim? It's an extra word, and that teaches us that word is available to for gzeres shava. And if you learn that achim by yevama from yena achim shvamino lafnuye. And now the Gemara assumes that really Rabba and Rav Yehuda are not arguing, and they're both saying drashas for the din of Achiv Mina'av, not Mina'im. And they said different drashas. One said from Yachtov, and one said from Achim. So why do you need both of them? Achim, Yachtov. The ikas rachmana achim hava mino leila for achva achva maloit. If it just said achim, you would think learn achva maloit. Vechitim le mufni, no laif nu mufni. You could explain that it's mufna. But the hava le mikhtav reyim veksiv achim shema mino laif nu. It must be that that's extra to tell you that you make a drasha. So therefore, kashvara yachdav hamichad menachla dafka brothers that could be. Each other. We know that's a fact that only Achim and Av are each other. Because we're on a yachtav, that's fair enough. Have a mina the miyachti ba'av ima. Maybe you think you have to have the same father and the same mother. Tzricha. And therefore you need a pasuk of Achim that mina Av is enough, like by Yaakov Avinu. Break the Gemara. What's with have mina the yachtav means Abba ba'im? If it's nachla, nachla is enough to have just related from the father's side. For mehecha teisa, why would you think that you need Av and Aim? Even nachla tayach mana, but nachla and Av, loy mina. The nachas from Av Nafanim. So the more it's exactly me no hell with chiddushu. The commissary erva gabe ema adam yachti ba'avim. Since it's a chiddush, the whole parsha is a chiddush that you mean you're allowing a eshes ach. It's a major chiddush. So you would think it has to be mamish, a real brother, father and mother, mamish exactly the same. Tricha. That's why you need the pasuk of Achim. Teacher, no, it doesn't have to be the exact same brother, and it's enough just mina'av. Ad kan. The makar for Eishes Ach Shoyer Velomai, and the makar that it's Achim and Av. Now, we're going to go into a very big sugya called the sugya of Zika. The word Zika, it doesn't really have an English translation, but you call it like a bond that is created ayidei, the mitzvah Yibum, or Chalitza, it's called Zika. And that's going to be a big sugya here. What's the status of Zika? Is that considered like somewhat of a relationship or not? And that's a bit our discussion of the next few blat, the sugya of Zika. And obviously, if you want to go to this be'in, there's a major achronim, Rav Aaron Kotler, and the Imri Moshe, and Rav Nachum, all talk about this extensively, the sugya of Zika. Zakti Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. Shemeres Yavam means someone's waiting for Yibam. So for example, we give names over here. Reuven dies, and his wife Rachel is waiting to Yibun to Shimon and Levi. There's a few brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi. Who cares how many brothers? One or two. We'll see that isn't Afgamina, but let's go. Let's for argument's sake, we're seeing a bunch of brothers. And Reuven's wife Rachel is waiting for Yibun, and unfortunately, she passes away. Is Shimon married Mutter to marry her mother? You know, Shimon's not related to her mother, but on the other hand, maybe you consider Rachel a little bit related to Shimon now because they were aimed to do Yibun. So is the mutter and the mother not? So Rahuna Amar Vihuna Amar Rav. Rahuna says Bshem Rav. Shemeres Yavam Shemesa. If this woman who's waiting for Yibam or Chalitza dies, mutter be'ima. You're allowed to marry her mother. Which means one of the brothers who were Oymet do Yibam are allowed to marry her mother. Alma Kasava ain't Zika. You see, he holds this ain't Zika. What's going on here? Because if he held it, yes, Zika, that would mean that they're bonded a little bit. Shimon's bonded to this Rachel. So you can't marry Rachel's mother because it's your wife. You can't marry your mother. Even after a person's wife dies, you can't marry the mother. So here, we must hold Ein Zika. Also Ein Zika. So Freitam Arakasha. So V'leim V'alach G'divar Eim Ein Zika. Why does it say simple? We pass the mother of Ein Zika. What does that mean? There's a Gemara and a Mishnah later on, a Chaylitz, that talks about a case of Zika. And we notice that Mandiyam holds Ein Zika. What's the case later on in a Chaylitz? The case is that you had Rachel that was waiting for Yibam. And Shimon went ahead and Mekadesh, Rachel's sister. Rachel's sister Leah, Shimon was Mekadesher. Okay? You know, he just went ahead and Mekadesher. Now, the one who's supposed to do Yibam is his wife's sister. So what's the halacha? So Rehudah ben Seri says, don't consummate the marriage. Don't do Nisun. Just, after Gleason, just leave it as it is right now until a different brother takes care of the Zika. And once you remove the Zika, go ahead with the marriage. Why? Because he holds Yesh Zika, and he says, therefore, since Yesh Zika, you know, hold off. And there's another man, the Amma Shmuel says, he passed the Hudim Mseira, Mashma is another man, the Amma, who argues, he holds Ein Zika, and there's no problem. You go ahead and marry, you start, you get Kedush to Leia, finish it off. Marry Leia, no problem. Because so Mar's Kash is, why don't you say, Halacha Kedivra Eim Ein Zika? Why do you have to say a whole case, Shemeris, Yavim, Shemeis, Vadima? Just say, we pass the Ein Zika. So the Mar's answers on that, you have Amma Hachi, you have Amina, you would think, how do you really betray? You would think the only time it's Ein Zika is only by other brothers. Like the case that we just gave, there were other brothers involved. There were other brothers involved, so you can't say you're so connected to Shimon, because maybe connected to Levi. So then you can hear there's no Zika. Avachai, there's only one brother. There's only Reuven and Shimon, that's it. Maybe there's Zika. Therefore, he teaches us, Rav teaches us, or Hunam Shem Rav teaches us, then know that you can marry the mother no matter what. Even if you're the only brother, if she dies, you can marry the mother. Why don't you say we pass on the Yama in Zika even by one? Who is that man, the Yama? So Rashi says that's Rabbi Kiva, but Rabbi Kiva who says that a Shemeres Yavam, Shimon cannot be made for her Nadarim. And you see from there that Shimon is not really married yet, not really bonded yet to this Shemeres Yavam, because he can't do her Nadarim. He can't make for her Nadarim. So Rashi says Rashi holds in Zika even by one. The other Rishonim don't like it so much because that's the Raisa. Maybe the Rabbanon stole the Zika. Therefore, they say it's going according to Rav Meir or Rav Gamil, whole in Zika Bechad on Daf Chitches and Alef. Like upon him, so why don't we say Halacha Kriva Eime in Zika Fil Bechad? So my answer to that, Yavam Hachim said that, Hava Amina Fil Mechayim. You would say even in Mechayim in Zika. And Rav Hunam B'Shem Rav does not hold that. Only after Misa. Kamashol Acha Misa in Mechayim Loi. But Mechayim, we are worried about Zika. Why? Because the Osur Levatal Mitzvahs Yivmin, which means like this: according to Rabbi Huna or Rav, you can't marry the mother while Shemeres Yavam is still alive. That you can't do, because then what are you doing? Even if you're in Zika, so what's the problem? Why can't I marry the mother? It's in Zika, because you've been Levatal Mitzvahs Yivmin. Because once you marry the mother, now she becomes Osur to you. Now you're Levatal. You can't do Chalitza Yivmin anymore. Her now this wife became Osur to you. As a daughter of your wife, and therefore he says ein zika is only negaya after misa. Dafka shemeres yavam shemesa muta beima, but shemeres yavam still alive is aser beima. So that's why he said it that way. So akapanim, that's the shita of Huna Marav, that ein zika at least akapanim after misa. Now I'm going to ask you a kashva mishnah. Now it says in mishnah later on daf mem tes yevimtoy shemesa. If the Shemeres Yavam died, the one waiting for Yavam died, you're allowed to marry the sister. And it doesn't say marry the Ima, you can marry the sister. Smash dafka the sister, not the mother. And why? Because really is considered your wife. Why have you died, let marry the Achoysa? Because Lach is, Achoysa Ishtar is the only Erva that's mutter after the person dies. A wife's sister is the only time you're allowed to marry Erba after the person dies. But a Shviger, even after the wife dies, you cannot marry the Shviger. You can't marry the mother-in-law. So here, it says, Master Dafkaba Chayse, but Ima not. So Gemara, no. Who had then could have said a big Chiddush and said Ima also? Who had then that Philip Ima? The Aydi Tana Reisha, Ishtay Shemesa, Mutaba Chayse. When someone had mamish the wife, it's Dafka Mutaba Chayse, because there, Bachayse in of Ima Loi, to have the Surah Dereisa, Tana Misefa Mutaba Chayse. So Sefa also says, so it's lav dafka. It's agav the ratio. It says it like that. So like upon him, that's shitas rav or of huna b'shem rav. The shemeres yavam shemesa is mutter be'ima. Rav Yehuda is going to come and argue. Rav Yehuda Omar no shemeres yavam shemesa also be'ima. It's also in the mother. Why amakasava yesh zika? Because you always there is a connection, there is a bond, and therefore you always consider like you married Reuven's wife, and now you're not allowed to marry Reuven's wife's mother. Just say I pass on the mother Yesh Zika, like Yehuda ben Beseir holds Yesh Zika. Zok the Gemara, no, you don't want to say it. Have a mina hanil v'chad. You think dafka by one, I'll betray. He holds Ein Zika. By betray, maybe he holds Ein Zika. And therefore he says, Stam, you're not allowed to marry the mother no matter what. If there's one brother or two brothers, you're never allowed to marry the mother. He's telling us, Ein Zika. Break the Gemara, Vaki Pligi, betray Pligi. The Machlekes, who the Seira and Rabbana, like we said before, was with two brothers. Because it said there that if you want to marry your sister, you should wait till a different brother does Chalitza. So we're talking about two. So just say, Alokka, like about the Yama, Yes Zika, we know, we're talking about even by two. Ella. The Gemara says, if would have said, Halacha, Kemadim Yazika, Havamina, Mechayim. You think only Mechayim is an Aser. Aval Acha Misa, you would think that after Misa, Paka la Zika. Maybe the Zika falls off. Kemash, well, Zika Bechdi lai Paka. The Zika does not fall off by itself. Like this, very important to explain. That if you do Chalitza to her, then you attack a lad and marry the mother. If you do Chalitza to her. They're once married. No, if you do Chalitza, the Zika gets knocked off. It's not here anymore. Mashiach, if he dies with a Chalitza Yibum, there we consider it still married. Now, what's the Bia Davach, or it's Shukha Shver? If Zika creates a marriage, what's the difference if you do Chalitza and a Chalitza? So, therefore, Rabbi Aaron explains, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, and Mishnah of Aaron Simtas Vav explains, that Zika is a bond in order to do chalitza and yibum. That's what it's for. And therefore, until you do chalitza and yibum, you still have that zika. Mashiach, if you do it, then that takes it off. The whole zika is here in order to do chalitza and yibum, but the only way to mafkia is only through chalitza and yibum and not through misa. So that's Rav Yehuda Shito argues on Rav and holds that it's Aser al Zika. Let's see one more Gemara. Let's bring a raya to Rav Yehuda. It says in the Mishnah later on that Yevimta Shemesa, you let him marry his sister. It means that Shemeres Yovan Adai, you let him marry his sister. Smash, because by every Ishtoi, even by your own wife, you let him marry his sister if the wife dies. Smash, but the mother not. Like a regular marriage, she sees Zika, yes Zika. So it's a raya to Rav Yehuda, yes Zika. So I want to know, who had an afilu be'ima? Really, even you can marry the mother. But I did hana reisha, ishtoi shemesa, muta b'chayisa, dafka b'chayisa v'ima loy, why? Dav l'su the reisha, there is really ishtoi. It's us the reisha, takan ala, marry the mother. Toinami seifa, muta b'chayisa. They were saying it's a muta b'chayisa, but really, according to Rav Yehuda, let him marry the mother, and the Mishnah could have said it, but the Mishnah said better that it's agav, not better, it said agav the reisha, where there cannot be. Mutab ima, here also says, Dafka mutab achaisa, even though here also be mutab ima. Why? Because we maybe hold in Zika. It's not a riot to Rav Yehuda to hold Yesh Zika. But upon right now, we're stopping right now in the middle of a sugya, Machlokes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, if Yesh Zika and Zika, Dafka minish, Shemar Yom Shemesis, mutab ima or not.